Shin Mem Sif Aleph. Also, Litan Sarah Tziponov. Or is not allowed to cut his hair or his fingernails. Bein Beyad, Bein Bekli. Whether he rips it off with his hand or he cuts it off with a Kli. Bein Hasim Bein Lachem, whether he's doing it for himself or for other people. Any type of hair cutting or fingernail cut is also on Shabbos. That is a told of Goizes. Even if he does it with his hands, which is a Shinui, it's Isid Rabbanon. But Isid Rabbanon is also awesome. V'chayev Ashtei Sairis. The shear to have to bring a korban, get death penalty for, is when he cuts off two hairs. Shavur brings the Achreinim that if you rip off one hair, it's also an Isid Raisa. Because Chatzi Shear is also Menatayev, just there's no punishment. Okay, that's no get to all the Shearim of Hilchot Shabbos, is still also the Raisa, less than the shear. Shavu brings, if a woman forgot to cut her fingernails before Shabbos and she has to go to the mikveh, so he brings the Magen Avraham, says she should ask a goyish woman to rip off with her hands, cut off with her hands the fingernails, and it's a shvus to shvus, a double shvus makom mitzvah. And if it's too complicated, which generally is the case, then you're even allowed to ask a goy to cut it off with a kli. What happens if there's no goy there? So Mishmur says, it appears to him that B'Shas HaTfak, one can rely on the fact that she cleans off her fingernails very well. She should make sure there's no filth underneath the fingernails, which can could be a chatzitzah. If a person has dark hair and he's starting to get white, and he wants to remove only the white hairs, and if he rips off one, that is already considered tikkun, because he's makbid, that he doesn't want ever even one white hair. It's also for a male to pull out his white hairs, because that's considered he's doing women's types of procedures with herself. They still bash. Says Ramah, I know Sari Simon Shin Gimel didn't speak of the Hafifa. We learned before the lovers of combing and washing one's hair. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person who tears off hair from a dead animal is also considered a type of a geezer. So according to this, it says if a woman has a fur coat, so she should be careful not to rip out hairs on Shabbos, because even though the animal is long dead, that's considered a type of goyzes, removing the hair. But she finds that as a tshuva, sometimes they have cooked chicken that has some hairs on it. So he says over there he wants to permit it based on the fact it's already cooked and it's already falling apart, it's coming out easily. It's not considered toilish.